time to check in with infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. Saw a report last night that was basically about Pfizer, and I was wondering about Moderna. And also, I was a little bit concerned hearing that this Pfizer booster coming out, but the human trials have not started yet, or have they just started those, Dr. Marty?
So they are going, there's been many trials, and absolutely we're going to have the new booster that's going to be bivalent, in other words, having the original formulation plus the modified form of the messenger RNA that'll target Omicron variant, and that will be here this fall, absolutely, without a doubt.
And so Pfizer and Moderna?
Well, both are applying for it, and probably both will have it.
And are you still saying that it's okay to get the Pfizer, even if you had Moderna vaccinations, and also vice versa?
Absolutely. Actually, a little bit of mixing and matching actually stimulates a little bit of shift in the way your immune system sees the spike, and you get very high quality neutralizing antibodies. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and going back and forth a little bit is fine.
And who should wait before they get this booster? Is there a situation where somebody should wait?
Not really. If you're eligible, and they're going to make it eligible to people 12 and above, and it's time for a booster, you should definitely go get your booster. By the way, we're running out of funds in the United States to give out these free vaccines. So there's a little worry that by January we're not going to have the. So people shouldn't wait at all. They get it now while it's still going to be available. It's going to be this new bivalent form, and it's going to be free.
Yeah, a lot of the questions that come in for you via email and text are from people who just had the current booster or just had a flu shot, and they're just wondering when it's okay to get this new booster.
If they just had a flu shot, that has nothing to do with getting this booster. They can go ahead and get the booster as soon as it's available. If they just had a booster of the other one, they're going to have to wait at least 4 to 6 months to get the new booster from when they got their whatever booster they just got.
Yeah, I think also a lot of people who are planning to travel for the holidays want to try to time it so they get it closer to maybe Christmas time. Would you advise that?
Not necessarily, because I think we're so focused on the neutralizing antibodies. And it's true, neutralizing antibodies do go down after 4 to 6 months on everybody. But just because there aren't circulating neutralizing antibodies doesn't mean your body is not able to fight this virus. Quite differently than that, if you have a normal immune system, you're going to make, every time that you get a booster, you're going to make new armies of memory cells that are sitting around waiting. And as soon as you get infected, they start producing the antibodies in a just-in-time fashion. So you have this incredible surge capacity. It's not really necessary to wait till the 11th hour. You're going to have those memory cells, and they're going to be able to manage your infection. And that's really what you want. Mm-hmm. And that's actually the whole point of a vaccine is to create memory cells.
Also, lots of questions about the COVID tests and how effective they are past the date stamped on them, the expiration date. Do they become ineffective right after that date that's on the package?
Well, I mean, all those dates are guesstimates, they're professional guesstimates, but a day or so doesn't necessarily matter. But what does matter is how much the virus may or may not have changed and exactly which test you're using. Because if the virus changes significantly over time, then the test that you're using may not detect the particular variant that's circulating, right? Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons for those dates. Not so much that the reagents don't work, but rather that they might not identify the particular virus that you have. And by the way, the government has been giving away free COVID tests. And that's going to run out as of September 2nd. So if you want to have some new free COVID tests, go to the COVID.gov site and order them right now while they're still available.
Good reminder. Yeah, I just have 30 seconds left, but give us the headline from this convention you went to, which really is about what we need to be ready for if and when the next pandemic hits. What was your takeaway from that?
Yeah, this is a WHO workshop on Pandemic X. So we were looking at, first of all, predicting what the next major virus might be after monkeypox and COVID-19 and looking at the incredible numbers of viruses that exist, how we've placed them into 25 families, and then looking at what we did right and what we did wrong. And one of the take-home points was that better infection control, better hand hygiene, more appropriate use of masks, the right masks, like respirators, would have decreased by half the number of infections in healthcare workers and saved $5.7 billion and countless lives, not to mention countless long COVID. So we're looking at a detail by detail on all these potential infections. Yeah.
Well, those conventions you go to are very interesting, although it sounds like you're not dropping water balloons out of hotel windows at them. But
nope.
I'm sure you had fun. Thank you, Dr. Marty. Have a good week.